A profile of the autopsies of road traffic accident victims in Jammu. Introduction. Each year, road traffic injuries take the lives of 1.2 million people around the world and seriously injure millions more. The death rate is highest and still growing in low and middle income countries where pedestrians, motorcyclists, cyclists and passengers are especially vulnerable. Moreover, estimated cost of road traffic injuries are between 1% and 2% of GNP per annum in these countries and accounts for a loss of approximately $65 billion every year, almost twice the total development assistance received worldwide by developing countries. India accounts for about 10% of road accident fatalities worldwide. 85% of all road accidents occur in developing countries and nearly half in the Asia-Pacific region. According to the World Health Report 2002, 30.3% morbidity and 28.7% mortality occurred in Southeast Asia region due to injuries. According to a report of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, one accident occurs every 2 minutes and one suicide every 5 minutes in India, with accident rate corresponding to 45 per 100,000 population. However, there is underreporting of traffic injuries by the health sector in India. As there is no study available regarding injury profile in road accident deaths, from our part of the country, the present study was conducted to study the demographic and injury profile in autopsy cases with alleged history of road traffic accidents. Materials and methods. The present retrospective study was conducted on 249 autopsy cases brought to the forensic department of a tertiary care institute during the period between the years 2000 to 2005 with an alleged history of RTA. For the purpose of this study, the RTA or road traffic accident was defined as an accident which took place on the road between two or more objects, one of which must be any kind of moving vehicle. Various study variables analyzed were sex, age, time of RTA, type of vehicle, that is light vehicle like two-wheelers, three-wheelers, car, jeep, etc. and heavy vehicles like truck, bus, train, tractor and position of the victim during RTA, that is occupant, pedestrian or driver, nature of the injury and cause of death. The data sources were statement of patient, that is dying declaration, history from relatives and friends, and police investigation reports. All the parameters were expressed in percentage and numbers. The International Classification of Diseases and Related Health Problems, that is ICD-10, was used in coding morbidities and mortalities resulting from RTA. In ICD-10, transport accidents, that is V01 to V99, have been regrouped by the type of injured person, that is pedestrian, pedal cyclist, motorcycle rider, car or bus occupant, and the mode of transport. All the parameters were presented in percentage. Results. A total of 249 RTA victims were referred for autopsy during the year 2000 to 2005. 132, that is 53.01% victims, were between 20 to 40 years of age, but only 31, that is 12.45% victims, were below 20 years of age. Males constituted 85.14% of the total victims and light vehicles were involved in 61.05%. Two-wheelers were involved in 102, that is 42% of RTA. 135, that is 54.22% RTA, occurred during the daytime between 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. A total of 609 injuries, organs involved, were reported in 249 victims. Limb injuries constituted 189, that is 31.08% of the total injuries. This was followed by injuries involving head, thorax, abdomen, pelvis and spine. Among the head injuries, fractured skulls occurred in 68.85%, subdural hemorrhage in 79.31%, subarachnoid hemorrhage in 63.33%, extradural hemorrhage in 48.85%, intracranial injuries in 21.26% and contusion in 35.63% of the victims. Head injury accounted for 173, that is 69.48% deaths, and hemorrhagic shocks for 61, that is 24.49% of the deaths. Other causes were thromboembolism, sepsis, spine injury and multiple factors. The discussion. India has 1% of vehicles in the world, but it accounts for about 6% of the total cases of unintentional injuries. In the present study, males constituted 85.14% and females constituted only 14.86% of the total victims. Moreover, age between 20 to 40 years was found to be more vulnerable to RTA. Similarly, in a study from South India where there were 83% males and 17% female accident victims. Laborers were the highest, 39.9% among the victims. The occupants of various vehicles constituted the large group, that is 45% of the victims. Among the motorized vehicles, two-wheeler drivers were more involved in accidents, that is 31.1%. Out of a total of 254 drivers, 14.9% were found to have consumed alcohol. Being knocked out was the common mode of accidents. However, in our study, a majority of victims were pedestrians, that is 55.32%. Previously, a study from Delhi reported 69% injuries out of a total of 680 traffic injuries in the age group of 15 to 35, and males were four times more affected than the females. The business group had a higher incidence, followed by the service group and the labor group. In a study from Maharashtra, the maximum cases of RTA were among males, that is 83.20%, and in the age group of 20 to 39 years, 51.2%. Banerjee KK from Delhi reported 81.8% of the victims were thoraco-abdominal injuries, all of which were in males, and of all, 40% were in the age group of 21 to 30 years of age. A study from Nepal also reported 16 to 30 years as commonest age group involved in RTA. Males sustained craniofacial injuries about four times more than females in this study. A few studies reported pedestrians as the majority of the victims involved in RTA as reported in our study. In our study, limb injuries constituted 31.08% of the total injuries, followed by injuries involving head, thorax, abdomen, pelvis and spine. Among the head injuries, fractured skulls occurred in 68.85%, subdural hemorrhage in 79.31%, subarachnoid hemorrhage in 63.33%, extradural hemorrhage in 48.85%, intracranial injuries in 21.26%, and contusion in 35.63% of the victims. In an earlier study from India, head was the commonest site to be injured in RTA and subdural hemorrhage was the commonest hemorrhage. Laceration of brain tissue was the highest among all brain tissue injuries as reported in our study. In a study from Nepal, 39% of medico-legal cases that were brought to the emergency department were of craniofacial trauma. In 70% cases, cause is RTA. Ganveer GB and Tiwari R are also reported in their study that out of a total of 423 subjects, 363, that is 85.8%, were males, while only 60, that is 14.2%, were female subjects, and a majority of the victims, that is 75% of them, were in the age group of 18 to 37 years. Moreover, in the above study, two-wheelers and LMV were the most common vehicles involved, and fracture of the bones was the common injury afflicted in the accidents as reported in our study. In the present study, head injury was the major cause of death, 69.48%, as reported earlier by Chaudhary Bial et al. RTA is one of the major causes of disability and death all over the world. For every 4 minutes, a person killed or injured in India is due to RTA. Behavior of the road user, vehicle characteristics and traffic environment, coupled with human errors, have been cited as the main causes. The All India Road data shows that 83.5% of the accidents were due to the driver's fault. Other contributory factors were mechanical defects of vehicles, pedestrians' fault, fault of the passenger, bad roads and bad weather. A study in Bangalore showed that 44% of the drivers of two-wheelers who crashed were under the influence of alcohol. RTA is the third major preventable cause of all deaths. Various preventing measures like avoiding high speeding and not driving under the influence of alcohol, promoting the use of helmets, seat belts and other restraints, ensuring that people walking and cycling are more easily visible, improving the design of roads and vehicles, enforcing road safety regulations and improving emergency medical services could be used to control the increasing toll of deaths due to RTA. It is important to increase awareness about the road safety among road users, planners and engineers.